Come bang my dot in Vegas.
G'day all Pokemon trainers, NBA ballers, Peridot dotters. I guess there's other games. Ingress agents, wayfinders, our beloved explorers, and welcome to the 54th episode of the Wayspotters podcast. Wayspotters is proudly brought to you by the Pokemon Professor Network, and today is the 12th of January. All right, Jamal, let's do a quick check-in with you. How's things going? What have you been up to today?
It seems like, Lachlan, I've talked to you more in the last 3 days than I've talked to my wife and kids. I'm going just fine. Hopefully you are as well.
We've recorded at this stage, I think, 6 episodes of Season 2. We're just banking them up. And you might have heard a nice little voice in the background. We are joined by the amazing Cricket 23. Now, for those who don't know who Cricket is, because we've got some explorers who come from Ingress or other aspects of the world, Cricket is an Australian Pokemon Go content creator who has been dabbling with NBA All-World videos and playing Peridot and sharing her adventures in those games. I think 3 out of the released Niantic games is pretty good when it comes to a variety and spices of life.
I do as well, and I'm quite jealous of NBA All-World and Peridot, games that I can't get access to that I want to play, so I am so excited to talk to Cricket to find out all about the good things she's going
to
tell us.
And when it comes to the Niantic Pillars, Cricket has recently moved from a more rural, remote community to Australia's capital. Her eternal optimism is infectious, and if you're not smiling or giggling along to anything she says, there is something mentally wrong with you and you need to go see a doctor, because she is an incredible human. I am so proud to officially welcome her to the Wayspotters podcast. Cricky, how are you this morning?
Hello, thank you so much to have me. Oh my god, you guys are going to make me
I cried rehearsing this intro, Cricket.
Oh, you guys, I'm super excited to be here. I love what I do. I love connecting with people. I love playing games. And I'm just so thankful and grateful and happy that you guys have got me on the show today. So thank you. Hello, everybody. Enjoy the chaos and the giggling.
So to prepare for this episode, I've done some research on your podcasting history, Cricky. So I re-listened to your 2 full appearances on Incensed. And my God, I love those episodes. And I love those boys so much. There's a reason they call Milo my boyfriend. And I also listened back to your creator series with Bossman Ken, or Ken Pescator from Lured Up. And when I first listened to that episode, you moved me to tears, because the type of person you are, you play for the community and you play to share yourself with the world. And that's not always easy. You don't do this for it to be a job. It has just turned into that. And your motivations are pure. You want to share this with a family member who you can't be playing with 100% of the time. And that is an incredible, incredible difference that sets you apart in the space. And in Seattle, your raid tours were the most inclusive. You weren't charging and running up those hills. You were making sure everyone in that group would get a chance to catch. And if they needed help, you were there to help them out. And that's what makes you special as a human, and I think that's why Niantic identified you early as a creator to support and help out with. And you're just an incredible human, and I genuinely have been trying to make this episode happen since Seattle, because
for a long time. And you know, Cricket, I learned something today that I didn't know. I didn't know that you were severely under the weather in Seattle. I saw you running around doing things. We were kind of on opposite schedules, and we didn't get a chance to formally meet, and I didn't realize you were under the weather. So if that was Cricket under the weather, I am really looking forward to meeting Cricket not under the weather, because you were 110 kilometers. I was going to say 110 miles per hour, but I've got to change it. 110 kilometers. You were going with your raid trains and seeing you doing things in Seattle. And unfortunately, we didn't get to meet. But if you were under the weather there, wow, everything Lachlan's told me about you is 100% true.
I was so sick in Norway. They wanted to hospitalize me. And I said no, because I was stubborn. And for me, what I do isn't about me. I used to be a geologist. If I wanted to be rich, I'd go work in the mines. That's not my God. Money's not my God. Fame, whatever, it's frivolous. I do this because I want to create genuine positive experiences with my people and show people that it's okay to be silly in public. It's okay to find things that inspire you. It's okay to laugh and do things that make you happy, that connect with you on the inside. And so, yeah, as I said, I apologize if I didn't notice you or if I didn't talk to you or I couldn't talk to you because my throat was destroyed and I was so sick and I had really amazing people supporting me, my Patreons, my mods, my friends and family. Like, I don't have any relatives. Obviously, I have relatives, but I mean, like, they're not family. My family is my people, you guys, the people I meet, the people I connect with overseas. So they were helping me. They were passing me water. They were like, hey, Cricket, have you had another cold and flu tablet? It's been 2 hours. You're good to go again. If I needed to walk somewhere, they were literally holding me up and helping me walk. Like, I was so destroyed in Seattle. So when you get to meet me, if you're going to the Hoenn tour in Vegas, I'm loud, I'm vibrant, I dance, I cuddle, I do all the things, I check butts. I did an actual, when Cowboy Hat Caterpie
good old
came
Mike
up to meet me at the meet and greet. Yeah,
love Mike.
He came up to meet me, introduced himself. He was so lovely.
Horrible gift opener. And horrible gift sender. He hasn't sent one. He has never opened once. So if I don't get him in a raid, he's not joining in.
Now I need to get him on my friends list so I can like match that energy. But I'm going to put these photos out because I've told my Twitch stream about this story, but I did a butt check on Cowboy Hat Caterpie when he walked onto the next person. And I was like, oh, butts, rake this butt. Like, I did a butt check, but because I was so sick, I filmed so much and took so many photos and just did nothing with it. Because when I got back to my hotel, I collapsed.
Right. So you're living in the moment.
So there's a lot of good footage out there that you'll be able to release soon, and it'll be special footage. That's awesome.
Yes. Yes. I held on to my Shundo clip for six
months. How did you do that?
6 months.
Wow.
With just pure, every time I went to do a 4-star check, I was like, oh, no, age zero. Or if I filmed it and did it by accident, I would re-record that screen and cut it and put in the one that covers the Shundo.
Not
that
lucky
I got.
And 4-star.
Yes. Whenever anyone was like, Cricket, can I see your luckies? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then not show it. And just divert the conversation.
Right. Now, this week, I put out a message in our Discord and we put a tweet out asking for some questions or some voicemails. Now, I'm going to start with the questions from our patrons. So we have 5 questions. I simply put this question out like this. The next guest we will have on the podcast is a fellow Australian. Jamal and I will ask her the first 5 questions you send here, 1 per person. So that's all they knew. Some people are like, oh, is it Zoe? And I'm like... and the first response comes from my best friend. So Alex, aka Cow in a Suit, he wants to know, should New Zealand be a part of Australia?
Well, look, I personally have a lot of New Zealander friends and I love them. And, you know, I don't want to make any of my New Zealand friends angry by saying, yeah, just, you know, close that continental rift and bring it
put
back
a train,
over our
put a
way.
Train.
But
Canberra to Auckland. What could go wrong?
Yeah. That would be amazing, actually. Come visit me in Canberra and play Pokemon with me. But look, I personally feel like there's no difference. You're a good human. There are good humans over there. They're our like brothers and sisters on the Southern Hemisphere. New Zealanders, they get all of the broken events just as much as we do. They let us know that it's broken.
And to a greater extent.
Yeah.
So, Mythical Hitch from Idaho in the USA. Really hope he's in Idaho. This is just me
he's
using
not
memory.
In Idaho.
Is he not in
he's
Idaho?
Not in, he's in Iowa. Iowa. Iowa.
From Iowa,
different.
USA.
Yes.
Asks, what's your thoughts on the survey marker way spot, Apocalypse of New South Wales?
Okay. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry for all those that like to put them in and love them, but I don't like them. So my thoughts are that usually when I review them and I see the pictures, I can't see the way spot in the picture of where they've placed
it. A lot of the time, people move it closer to their home.
Yes, yes. And I don't personally feel that's within the spirit of the game. And I don't feel like I don't want to receive an ugly way, ugly survey mark as a gift. I don't want to pin that. If you want a Pokestop at your house, be creative. Put a library out, paint a mural, start a community garden, do something for the people with the right heartfelt intention.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
All right.
I love it.
We have another question from Brisbane. As you can tell, the Queenslanders. I don't know how, but our Patreon Discord is mostly Australians these days.
I love Queenslanders. I'm also a
You're a Golden State girl. It's fine.
I am a Golden State girl.
Where were you when you found out that Steve Irwin had passed? And this comes from Brett, aka Basher Ball God, up in Brisbane.
My goodness. So Steve Irwin's passing, I think I was in my friend's living room and it floored me.
There was a follow-up question from Brett and he wants to know, is a Lachlan actually a unit of measurement?
Oh, yeah. Lachlan is a standardized unit of measurement and I will now use it that looks to be about 2 Lachlans tall. I'm going to use that now. So,
and
yes,
for those listening, a Lachlan is 6'6" or 2 meters. And this comes from another Queenslander. I'm just saying we're out in force today. Okay. This is from Traxy 25, our guest for episode 49. And Traxy is a Niantic Wayfarer ambassador. Traxy wants to know,
beautiful,
what wayspot is the most interesting from all of your travels?
Oh, goodness, so many.
Because your sticker book was already full before Vivillon came out.
Yes, yeah. I everything I do comes from a heartfelt intention. So my sticker book was full because I see them and I'm like, oh, you want me to have this? That's really thoughtful. And you matched it with this sticker. So it has everything with me has a very emotional connection. So as for way spots, there is so many amazing ones. Let me try and narrow it down. So I've actually been on
I was expecting you to say that Pokestop. Yes. So that was what I was hoping you would say.
Okay, so my I have to pick that one. My favorite Pokestop is the one that I was on, the original one in Germany at the Content Creator Meet and Greets.
All right. And last question from our Ask an Australian segment of our Patreon Discord, which I think Jamal said, oh God, no, please don't make this a segment of the Wayspotters podcast, Lachlan. So here we are. comes from Hemtaro from As the Pokeball Turns podcast from Dallas, Texas. His question with his approval, I morphed it a little bit so it would better suit because it was like, oh, what's your ideal barbecue? And I'm like, nah, that's not how this works. So I've changed it to, with Australia Day this week, describe your ideal Australian barbecue.
So Australia Day's this weekend. My ideal barbecue. So fun fact, I have celiac disease, which is a real disease that totally messes me up if I eat
like
certain
onion
things. So I can't have any gluten. I'm allergic
Domino's
to onion.
Domino's evil and they keep putting onion on your pizza.
Yes. They do. They keep poisoning me. It burns my mouth and my tongue swells and my throat
starts
to swell.
That's me with seafood.
So it, yes. So if you keep having it, you become anaphylactic and it can be really dangerous.
Yeah, it could be deadly. Mm-hmm.
So I get a little bit snippy when I'm like, hey, please don't put onion on my food. And then they put it on. I'm like, hey, I said, so.
Are you secretly trying to murder me? Is that what you're trying to do?
Exactly. So that, and I can't have dairy products.
So you can't enjoy the Milo.
There's other ways to consume Milo.
Oh, good lord. So I like anything. So with my food allergies, I will eat the heck out of anything that I can actually eat. So it looks like I don't eat very much because my food allergies is quite limiting. But whatever I can eat, I eat a truckload of. I love a good pulled pork as long as there's no onion in it. Montreal smoked meat. I had that in Canada and it was insane. So I'm feeling if you're in Texas, they probably do barbecue amazing. So any sort of smoked, cricket-friendly, juicy, delicious meats would be great.
Cricket, if you ever come through North Carolina, I will show you some barbecue. If you ever come to Charlotte, I will show you some North Carolina.
All right, and let's move on to the questions that Jamal and I have written for you. So let's jump straight into my first question, Cricky. And I like to put stories in. So you've just come from a rural location. Now you're in the big city, even though it's the tiny city that we manufactured just for politicians. But still.
I love it, though.
So you've just made the big switch. So what's one thing that Nine Tick Wayfarer could do that you think it would make it easier for rural trainers, ballers, keepers, because I think that's the term for Peridot players, to get more locations added in their area? Because if they're in a location with not many other players, it's harder to level up, which means it's harder to get to that minimum point to start submitting. So what do you think Nine Tick Wayfarer could do? Because this is one of their big goals at the moment, is to promote rural locations. So what would you suggest?
Okay, I think first off, there needs to be better education. Now, putting Wayfarer Pokestops in isn't the worst, hardest thing to learn, but it still is tricky because there's some shades of gray. So some better education in this is a good example. Give more good examples of what a Wayfarer point could be, and then better education to the people approving those. What I've noticed in Canberra is the Pokestops around here are super cute and fun.
So education.
Yeah, so education on, I took some photos. So what I've noticed is in Canberra, there's a lot around the parliamentary zone. There's a lot in the city. It's amazing. As you move away from those areas into the suburbs, there's not. But not everyone wants to go in and play there. There is not enough Pokestops in parks and in the suburbs where you could say, hey, friend, kids, other community members, meet me at my favorite coffee shop and then let's do a 5K walk or a 2K walk or let's go around here and pick up the stops. So I think some less criticism of people submitting the stops. So I've taken some photos and there was no cars in the shot and they've rejected them and said, oh, there's number plates in the shot. And I'm like, no, there's freaking not. Yeah. Do you know who's submitting this Pokestop? Like, come on, I know what I'm doing. Like, so stuff like that.
And that's
that.
Frustrating, right?
Yeah. So I think some education on, and for me, I actually have been talking to community members here and there is a feeling that there is a bit of gatekeeping here with, and you know, why gatekeep Pokemon stops and Wayfarer points? That is the silliest thing ever. More Pokestops means more inclusivity.
Now, Jamal, what do you want to ask Ricky? What's your big burning question?
All right. So I came up with like 17 questions, but I narrowed them down to three and I just changed the question that I wanted to ask you. So it's a two-part question.
Okay.
What's your favorite part about being a YouTube creator? And then what's your least favorite part about being a YouTube creator?
Okay, you guys are aware of why I became a YouTube creator. I was incredibly lonely and just feeling like I don't belong here, not just like in the community, but even at times on Earth, like I just don't belong here. I'm too blonde. I'm too happy. I'm too wild. I'm too looking for the light in other things. I'm too positive. I'm too everything that people want to tear down. So I was incredibly lonely. I'm very resilient. I've been through a lot in my life and a lot of trauma in my life, which we don't need to talk about, but I have got emotional intelligence and life skills. So I knew I needed to change and do something for me and something that I feel like gives me purpose and that I can take all of the things that I've learned in my life, all of the experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly, and channel it into something that I could help someone else. And if I save one person's life who also felt like they didn't belong here on Earth, then that is a freaking win for me. So I really felt,
oh my goodness, well,
I really felt like I had been through this for a reason. I was put here for a reason, and I'm never going to tell anyone what to do. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. But if I can be an example of say, hey, you are worth it. And I know that things get tough, and but you can do it.
And Cricket, do you know that comes through in your content? Like, it really comes through. So Lachlan has been so excited to get you on. So I've kind of binged your content. So like, I really feel like I know you. I feel like you're my best friend. Cause like I've watched like hours and hours of your content in the last 3 days, but that comes through when what you just said right there And the 15 minutes we talked before we hit record, like, you're so freaking authentic. And what you're saying right there about, like, just trying to find that one person and you made your life purpose, like, that is amazing.
My favorite part of being a creator is that I have made genuine, real connections with people that I have then flown to and met around the world. And I've been able to physically hold them, hug them. And both of us, even people that haven't had the opportunity to talk to me, like I talk to my Patreons in VC every day. I'm like, hey, what's up? We have breakfast every day, just about. If I'm not something random happening or vlogging, I'm like, hey, I'm having a cup of tea. Come talk to me. So the impact, and like I, you can feel it in here. Like people have come up and grabbed me and said, you saved my life. You changed my life. Wild Susan Boyle drew me an emote and sent me this incredible letter and said, Cricket, he sent me a message and was like, Cricket, I came into your streams and you changed my perspective on how I should be. And I've only known him as lovely Wild Susan Boyle, very encouraging, very uplifting. But people have told me, oh, he's not that nice. He'll tell people what he thinks. And he sent me this message and said, you inspired me to give a better message, to encourage, uplift, and inspire and educate rather than get frustrated and be like, and I'd never met that side of this person. Yeah. And I only know Chaz as the amazing human that he is. But I have that letter and I use that emote on my channel and I absolutely love it because it's like a beacon of hope and positivity for everybody. So that's what I love. I love really being able to connect with people and say, like, just having that emotional connection and knowing this is making a difference. The pitfalls is I get a lot of prejudice, like a lot of prejudice. So much people look, I was born how I am. You know,
there's nothing we can't change.
No,
that.
I'm the black sheep of my bloodline.
And if you go trying to change who you are, you become inauthentic. Mm-hmm. And by wearing that mask consistently, mm-hmm. as someone who through my life, I've learned when I'm putting a mask on, when am I taking that mask off and really opening up to people, and how important it is for me to be honest and true to me, because I know coming out is always a difficult experience for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And that's a mask that takes years to take off, especially when you come from a more conservative family.
Yep.
And Queensland is one of the more conservative states. It's basically Australia's Texas.
Yep.
But with a little bit of San Francisco thrown in the middle just to spice things up. But being in that atmosphere and finding your people is so important. Mm-hmm. And when I sit down and do my 100 trades with friend of the show, Countersuit, we'll put on a couple creators. And when I'm in control of that YouTube playlist, it's you, it's Milo, and it's Ian Waterfall. That's it. If we need more, I'll pull up a Mystic 7 video, which was probably generated by an AI. The script, but...
Wow. Shots fired.
He's lovely.
Brandon is a beautiful human. But sometimes I'm like, haven't I already listened to this?
Let's wait till we get him on the show first before you start doing that, Lachlan. Jeez.
Yeah.
But, well, Jamal and I had a fun interaction with him in Seattle. I also had a fun interaction with him on the Wednesday before Seattle, just sitting in the armory. And a local mayor of a city in the other side of America was just having a chat with me. And he's like, is that Mystic 7? And I'm like,
oh,
you're a politician.
That.
What?
I love that.
But that process of taking your mask off and showing who you really are and feeling comfortable in who you are and being honest about it is so important. Yeah. And to have a creator like you who doesn't cover it up, you know, if you're having a bad day, you'll be honest with your chat and say, look, chat, it's been a difficult day. The post office line was ridiculous and I just need to recharge my energies. Yep.
I find with me is I beg people to just come and talk to me for 5 minutes. I have a geology, geophysics degree. I have an occupational health and safety master's. I ran my own yoga therapy business. Like, I'm a smart person. Regardless of what I look like, I have too much empathy. It can be a problem. And I sometimes need people to step in and they go, Cricket, this is not, it's okay. And I have a big cry and I'm like, I just want to help them. So I, you know, there are people out there, like when you put yourself out there, start making stuff up about you. They start making gossip up about you and say, oh, they said this or they did this. No, I did not. No, I am not part of any conversations like that. No, I don't talk nasty about other people or put them down because that's not who I am. So I, you know, come and talk to me, come and meet me. Don't look at me and go, oh, she's probably had everything given, because no, I have.
Yep.
I looked after myself very, very young. I paid for my own degree at uni and I worked my butt off. I had 3 jobs. I applied for scholarships. Everything in my life has been really hard work. Yeah, really hard work. A lot of traumas that I have come through and all of that into who I am today. And I just simply love what I do. Jordan Claus for the love of the game. I want more for my life and I want more for other people's lives. You don't have to fall into that me trap. You can be better. You don't, if you think something looks bad, you don't have to say it. You can think it and go, oh goodness me. And you don't have to wreck anybody else's fun. So that prejudice that, oh yeah, cricket's fun. Being sick in Seattle was not the most ideal for me because there will be people out there that think I'm, you know, up myself or something like that. And I was just purely sick. Like I was not 100% aware of my surroundings and I really tried and pushed myself to the point of exhaustion because it wasn't about me. I wanted the experience. Right. The people that had flown from all over the world, their one trip, their one holiday, all of their savings from COVID.
And one of the things that they had on their list to do was to say hi to Chris.
To meet me. Right. And I was like, to my, like,
isn't that incredibly humbling?
Well, I wanted it to be magical for them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's important to me. So
and a lot of the time those people understand if you say, look, I haven't slept in 70 hours.
Yeah.
I'm sick.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my best, but just know I'm being as true as I can be because I talk to people and like, oh, she's a lot louder than I thought she would be. Someone said that to me in Seattle and I'm like, because I think you got a shiny up near the stage and I was just down in the armory. I'm like, oh, this is cricket.
Yeah.
You can hear her from Brisbane on a community day.
Yeah. I like, honestly, I'm a banshee. I am very, very, very loud and it can be a shiny Pokemon, a pretty car, an ice cream. I am excited.
It could be an almost shiny.
I love my almost shinies and my dirty 2 stars and my interesting butt checks. Like
dirty 2 stars is now in my vocabulary now, Cricket.
You're welcome. You've done that to You're me. Welcome. They're so filthy. Like all of these things, I understand that there are players that enjoy this game because they want the 100% and the shundos. But the thing is, let's be realistic. It's okay to go the other way and be like, race me to the bottom, baby. Let's highlight.
I'm
going to
max a nundo.
Yeah, I was racing for last place on community day with Chespin and I didn't get it, but I was so close.
I got 5 shinies. Thank you very much.
So I like to highlight the average casual, the normal, the relatable human side, because not everyone, like you don't know where someone's come from. You don't know their experiences. No one knows my personal life and my family and how complicated things can get for me because you don't need to know that stuff. You just need to know that I care about you and I want to present you with the most happy, enjoyable experience I can possible. So let's emphasize that. Let's emphasize the casually average awesomeness.
Just before I get to my next question, I want to say how annoying it is that we're basically in the same time zone, so I can't participate in your live streams as much as I want to.
That is okay.
That's the one benefit of daylight saving is as I get the first like 10 minutes of your 8-hour stream, the tail end of your spotlight hour stream as I go off to go play mine, because when I was hanging out with Fleece King in New York, which just completely random that we were there at the same time for Braviary Raid Day, we got to talking and I'm like, look, Daniel, I love how you play the game, but honestly, you play the game similar to how I play the game. I want to get out there the second this new event starts. Otherwise, I'd be in your chat saying hi. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, I understand that as an Australian. If you were from America, we'd have a different conversation.
Well, the thing is, I always tell people you need to look after yourself first, be healthy, look after your kids, anyone who's depending on you. You need to look after your responsibilities first, make sure you're well. Mm. Then watch the playback. it's still just as good. Then message me on my Discord. If you tag me in my Discord, I freaking reply. That's me. You talk to me. Mm. I make a point of being accessible, but in a safe environment, because eggplants, because, yeah, so if you
yeah, look, Cricket, I'm a gay man, and I've had Grindr on my phone before, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I was listening back to the Incensed episode. You could just see their brains like, what's an eggplant? And I'm like yelling at my, oh, this is like a year or something. Like, it's an aubergine. She's an aubergine.
You know what it is. So, like, I try to make myself as accessible as possible. Support me by watching it back. Leave me a comment after. Thumbs up my YouTube channel. Share my content with your communities and say, hey, if you want to feel happy, if you want to have a laugh at someone who laughs at themselves all the time and isn't afraid to be silly, share my channel, come and be part of my community, because anyone who puts themselves out there and goes, hey, I'm new and I'd like to participate, you are so warmly welcomed and fully embraced. It is magical. You can find your
well, Cricket, my kids don't really play Pokemon Go anymore, but I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 13-year-old daughter, and they both were binging your content with me the last few days. So they gave you the thumbs up, and that means something from a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old. So they gave you the thumbs
Thank
up.
Thank you so much to your beautiful children for the thumbs up.
Yes,
really
Jamal has three
that.
Daughters and a surrogate four. Son in Australia.
Four.
Sorry,
four.
Four.
Oh my yeah. goodness. Four. That's going to be very fun when they are older.
Well, two of them are older and two of them are younger. So I've got kind of the split thing going yep. on. So. Yep. All right, Lachlan, I'm talking right. too much. Go ahead. Ask your next question.
I'm going to try and merge my next two questions into one here.
Okay. I'm sorry. I talk a lot.
So, no, it's fine. I talk a lot too. Like, you should see the shows where I don't have a structure. They go for 3 hours.
Okay.
And Jamal has to just sit there trying not to fall asleep because we record at like 10 p.m. his time. So, it's 2023. It's the year of Cricket 23. And I'm a little upset that this isn't the third episode of season two, so it would be 2-3 for us as well. But is what it is.
Yeah.
What's your dream live event and why is it Safari Zone Brisbane?
I saw that. You know, my dream live event, any event that I get to be a meet and greet creator at, any event, like, I just love. You know, when I went to GoFest, I only caught like 100 Pokemon a day because I was just talking to people and meeting people and I wanted to see what they were doing and do what they were doing rather yeah. than my own stuff. Which is why I never finished GoFest Germany. I still have
Cricket,
that on
you
my
have,
phone.
You have a lot of research just sitting on your phone. And one of my memories from last year is I came into one of your chats during one of my lunch breaks, which, you know, 6 p.m. your time. I'm like, Cricky, that's special research tasks. Let's clean up a few. And you're like, okay, chat. We went through.
Yeah, I cleaned like one and went, no, I'm done. So I save them for yeah. traveling. I've saved some for traveling to create those special memories for other people to like, hey, see if you get some luck. Because I want to
share the experience.
Yeah, everything for me yeah. is about the people. Exactly. The positive experience. Dream live event. Why is it Safari Zones Brisbane? Why not Canberra? So hear me out.
During the Floriade?
Germany? That would be lovely. That would be lovely. So Canberra has good transport, plenty of parking. It has amazing parklands with these really white. You could get pogo players in both directions, just mass people walking around Commonwealth Park. There's monuments. There's plenty of stops. There's food there. There's space toilets that are sing to you and make you calm so you can pee in peace. Like, it is, I am absolutely blown away with how good Canberra is.
But you don't have the snake. Sorry, the river.
Oh, no. So I used to live yeah. in Brisbane, right? And so the Botanical Gardens, Queen Street Mall, Kangaroo Point and South Bank, that was my loop. I have photos of that from 2016 where it was just the masses of people. I was yeah, in that so playing. So I wish we had a met then. We could have been all really best friends.
My memory is like that first, like night two, I was at South Bank and someone yells Dragonair yes. and everyone yes! stands up and we're all trying to squeeze into this boardwalk. Oh. And I'm like, because I'm not a small person.
Yes. Yeah, I love it. I am a small person, so I could get around and I'm like, oh, excuse me, hi, and then I could get through.
I wish I kept some Pokemon from back then, because we probably would have the same stuff, the same catch.
We definitely would. Oh my goodness. But think about Canberra, if anyone has any, because it's different. Niantic does like to put their locations
in different places. It's not Melbourne or Sydney, that's for sure.
Brisbane was my first pick for sure over Melbourne and Sydney because of the transport and the council. They're used to having really big events in that South Bank Kangaroo Point area, and they're very, very good at moving masses of people on extra trains and buses quickly out of the space. So Brisbane, I was like, Brisbane's it. And then I came here and I was like, oh, look at Canberra.
So Cricket, so I now that I know that you have a degree in geology, I have a fascination with geology, right? Mm-hmm. I thought about studying it many moons ago. And so let me ask you this. So before I ask you this question, I need to know, are you familiar with Mount St. Helens in the state of Washington?
Yes.
Okay. So I watched Mount St. Helens explode. On May 18th, 1980, I was standing on the roof of my parents' house watching it, right? I'm an old guy, so I was watching it. So I wanted you to, I got a chance to watch it, and then all the ash came over my house. We had like 3 inches of ash everywhere. It was awful.
Oh, is that what's on your beard, Jamal?
Yes, it is. But it was then that I became infatuated with all things volcanoes and volcanic rock. So this is only going to pertain to you and I, so nobody else in the world is listening. Explain to everybody the difference between andesite and granite and why that's important.
Oh my goodness. It's the chemistry of the actual lava. So andesite is more explosive. Rhyolitic volcanoes. So basaltic volcanoes is what you kind of get in, like mostly in Hawaii, and they're very slow moving.
And viscous.
Yeah, viscous, slow moving, kind of like just reforming the landscape. And when the rock cools, it actually forms columns that are really fun to play with. If you've ever been to a basaltic column, you can like play them like a xylophone. So they're nice and calm and you can sit and watch them. But a rhyolitic volcano, so an andesitic or a granite-producing volcano, they're really like, pew, 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 brah, and there's lots of gas, and there's lots of explosions, and there's lots of ash, and they're very dangerous for pyroclastic flows as well. So chemistry-wise, I think andesite doesn't have as much feldspars in it. Granite is a very pink kind of, when it dries, the elements in it, crystallize. And, yeah, granite is a more, like, if you think of kitchen bench tops, it's all the pretty pinky ones, like the pinks and the whites and the little flecks of mica. It's very girly pretty. Andesite is lacking of the pink. I think it's got more white feldspar in it. And
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
I remember being in college and going to a dig site, and they were like showing us this cliff, and they were telling us how many millions of years we were looking at as it was going down. And I was just fascinated to see that I actually got to see the KT barrier. And I was like, they were like, there's no dinosaurs here. And below that line, there's dinosaurs. And it just blew me away. But I wasn't quite smart enough to continue on that. So when I found out you were a geology major, I'm like, that's what I wanted to do if I was smart enough. So that is amazing. So I know that had nothing to do with Niantic, but I had to ask that question.
That's okay. I don't get very many opportunities to talk geology, and it's been a few years now since I did geology. So I appreciate anyone who can appreciate rocks, because rocks can be boring, but if you
love
at
rocks,
they're little capsules of history. So I find people either study history and the people side, and which you should, because you can't forget history, because then you make the same mistakes again. So we need to remember our history. Looking at rocks and earth, that's our physical history. So don't make the same mistakes again with that. We need to look to the earth so that we take care of it so we can keep living here.
And last thing, I love Rock Talk Pokemon. So there we go. We tied it back together.
Good, 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 good.
All right. And I did have another question, but I think we'll save that for a future appearance. I think I could probably lure Cricket back on for a part two at some point later.
You very much can. I'm ready. Keen. Book me in.
Maybe when Peridot's about to come out, we'll sit down and chat again.
Yes.
But on that topic, I think it's time I press a sounder and see what happens.
What is on the agenda, Lachlan? Let's see. Topic number one.
That sounds a little different. That's the first time I've hit play on that one, Cricket.
Oh,
it's very
okay.
Exciting. So, topic one. NBA All-World. Surprisingly, we haven't actually got to a topic point yet.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I talk a lot. I talk a lot.
So do I. So do I.
I'm a chatter. Clear your schedule for a day when you talk to me.
Let's try and go through the basics of the game, what it's about, mm-hmm. how you play it, what the mechanics are, all of that. So mm-hmm. I'm level 3. Mm-hmm. I have struggled to get into the game. So for anyone listening, and I picked the team that sounds like it's a musical reference. I have no clue. I think it's the Jazz. No? The Jazz, is that right?
Yeah, Utah Jazz. Yeah.
Maybe them. Yeah. I don't know.
Is it blue and white?
Their logo is a musical note.
Yeah, that's the Jazz. Yeah.
Cool. That's Utah. The Jazz. Utah Jazz. Yeah.
So good, go good Utah.
Good choice.
I don't like Utah. I'm not a Utah fan, but continue.
So the gameplay basics, it's very similar to all the other Knights games. You've got to go around the world. But from a wastebot perspective, there's two really interesting things that they've done. They've got the Niantic wastebots, which you're used to seeing in Pokemon Go, Ingress, Peridot, Pikmin Bloom, Harry Potter Wizards Unite, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Transformers Heavy Metal, rest in peace. Unannounced mm-hmm. game, rest in peace. And we've got them here, and they're appearing about the same frequency that they would in Pokemon Go or Ingress. So that's sort of 20-meter buffer between them. Mm-hmm. Haven't quite figured out what S2 cells are used yet, but I probably won't care enough to try and figure it out. But then they also grab wastebots from another database. And Quarters to the World, we all know, because they got turned into wastebots. But I was, this morning, I went to go get my coffee, and my local Woolworths is a NBA location. And the photo for Woolworths is a woman eating a sandwich. So, Americans, when you do pick up NBA All World, and you look at it and say, what in blazes is happening here? It's not a waste spot. Please don't submit yourself eating a sandwich.
Oh, come on. I want to go to Woolies now and just eat sandwiches all over the place.
So those photos, I believe, came from Google. If you search that store, it comes up with the first photo. So all Woolworths, for a while, were just the same woman eating a sandwich.
That's amazing. I hope she got some sort of credit for that sandwich eating.
I know, right? Yeah.
And we talked to Danby Lee, the former product manager of Niantic Wayfarer, back in August, but that dropped in Christmas. And that was something I brought up to her then, was, this is bizarre. And she's like, oh, just go put it on the NBA All World forum. So I go to the NBA All World forum, and it's, the forum is bugreports.nianticlabs. I'm like, oh, so I can't put my sandwich eating woman here just yet. So hopefully when it's released to everyone, they do a proper community forum like they have. I don't think I should just pop that in Campfire and ask the team, so what's going on here? But you can go to these locations, and they're called drop zones. And the drop zones is where you get gear, which is costumes. You don't have to pay for all the costumes. Some of them you get for free. And I think that's great. You know, it's a nice free-to-play sort of promoting feature. But Jamal, this all confused you. What do you think the cooldown time is as a drop zone before you can interact again?
Well, if I take anything from Pokemon Go or Ingress,
which is 5 minutes.
5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes maybe.
It's half an hour to 45 minutes.
Wait, what? Half an hour to 45 minutes?
There was some that were 8 hours.
Big ones are 8 hours.
And 8 hours. Yeah, the XP ones, the big ones, were 8 hours. And the 4 hour ones was all the good stuff that you need.
So if you want to play NBA All World, you've got to travel. You can't just stay in one location. It also uses the 40 meter interaction ranges.
Yes.
Interesting.
And a big bug, which all the other Niantic games do, it's just Pokemon Go that doesn't. So a big bugbear. Well, I think actually Pikmin Bloom uses 80 meters. But a big bugbear with that is you can't tap the wastebot in advance to prepare to swipe it. You have to be in range of it when you tap it, and in range of it when you swipe left to unlock your phone. Sorry, to interact with the location to get the loot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't auto-clear it. You have to tap through the loot. So it's definitely not designed for people to have in their car mount and drive around. So please don't. Mm-hmm. I know you do it for Pokemon Go and Ingress, but please don't for this. Because the game's UI is not designed for you to do it. Everything that was tagged as an outdoor basketball court has become an arena. And that's where you can go become king of the court and rule the court. Gotcha. This is where the leaderboards come in. So like Ingress, there is local leaderboards set to S2 cell boundaries, and probably the same to Ingress, if I'm going to take a guess. This is where you get free rewards. These rewards compound the longer you're on the weekly charts. And if you're kicked off a court, you can go back and claim a court, and the points add up still, like gym badges. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of combining all of these like leaderboard elements from all of the 90 games, which I think is really cool. Now, catching players. Sorry. Recruiting yes. players.
Catching players.
I still remember day one, LeBron James ran from me, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. You're like,
I put a tweet out, I'm like, Cricky, explain this.
I know.
So that LeBron James, you need to be level 20, which is the max level to catch. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use catch because it's more funny that way in my brain. I'm personally looking forward to level 16, where I can finally catch Durant. Sorry. Kevin Durant.
I want to be 18 so I can catch me some Giannis.
Well, Cricket, my favorite NBA player is Damian Lillard. Have you come across him?
Oh, I think I've got him. Actually,
oh, you've caught Damian. Congrats.
I'm originally from Portland, Oregon, and the Portland Trailblazers are my team.
Yeah, I've definitely seen Damian Lillard if I don't have him. So I think I have so I got my Patreons to all jump on and test this, all my Aussie Patreons, and start playing, give me feedback of NBA All World. And I think I know who the first player to level 20 will be, and I intend to interview them in Las Vegas because they have been very consistent. And I think they're at level 18 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they can have Durant on their team. I'm jealous. I love Durant.
Yeah. Shout out to my friend Comet. They know that, and they're like, Cricket, you know, do this film. Because I moved and I was in a transition of change in my life, I went from playing All World with significant bugs and things in my previous location, and now playing it with the release and hopefully with it all polished and fixed up and ready to rock and roll here.
Niantic level of polish, so. Yeah.
Yes. So not crashing, not freezing, so many issues with
not
it.
Not doing what Peridot's currently doing.
Yeah. My friend,
we'll get to that.
My friend Comet persevered through and kept up with it and kept updating me with things that he was doing because he knew my passion and how much I was enjoying this game, and zoomed past me, and I'm pretty sure they're going to hit 20 before Vegas.
That's amazing.
So Cricket, I have a question for you. So I'm a huge NBA fan. I grew up in an NBA city, going to games since I was a kid. Do you need to be or have to be an NBA fan to understand this game, or does it help?
I don't believe you need to be an NBA fan to understand the game or to play the game or to enjoy the game. You will find it more enjoyable if you are a sports fan, because it is a sports game. It definitely does help having some background knowledge on NBA and having an interest in the NBA and players' stats. But my experience of the game thus far, which could change on the proper release, I've still got the beta version, is that the players' actual real-life stats haven't really changed or made a difference in-game. You can modify. So like Ja. Ja is one of my favorite players at the moment. Mm-hmm. He is baby Vince. He got legs for days, and he can bounce, and he's so tiny and cute, and he's just like, and smashes on people. That when you're playing the actual game, I like to play with Ja a lot in the one-on-ones, and Ja should always just be unstoppable when he dunks on people. That
I love the dunk animation.
Oh, I'm all about them big dunks. Like, just So I don't believe that you need, it's good to have an interest and a general overview, but don't let, I don't know anything about NBA stop you. If you like sports, give it a go and make, I have people that don't even understand anything about sports, pick it up, have a go at it and go, okay. And have a go at the mechanics. You can learn to play it and then get an understanding of the NBA by playing this game. So it can work both ways.
So if a player is good in the NBA in real life, does it make them better in the game? No, I haven't seen it at all. So I have no clue of anything. So I'm just asking blindly.
So much like Pokemon, Jamal, you have to level up your players.
Okay.
And you can get boosts, which increase offense, defense, and fitness. If your player hasn't had water in a while, you've got to give them a bottle of water, or otherwise they're hopeless. And I think that's sluggish, hilarious.
Yeah. My first episode I filmed, my player had no energy. And I'm like, why isn't it doing stuff? And so many people messaged me. They were like, Cricket, we really love your enthusiasm. Did you know that you needed to give them energy drinks? Your player was really
give
worn out.
Give them a little bit of water.
I was like, no, it's the first time I've seen the game. I didn't know what the heck was going on. It was literally my first reaction because I like it to be genuine. I didn't peek beforehand. I was just like, what?
Right.
So you can affect your player's stats in the game. So think of it as you're a team manager. You're not a player in this game. Like with Little Bit 2KE, 2K also has their card management
you
game
wanna,
as
you want to
well.
Build the best squad.
Yes, you want to build the best team, and by managing your players, and okay, this is going to be my defensive player. That player may not be a defensive player. That player may be in real life a shooter or something else. You can manipulate the player's stats that way by using your items and building your team, and then that is what might win you the weekly rule the court. And things like that.
Gotcha.
So you don't don't necessarily need to have all that in-depth player knowledge in the version that I have been playing and that I have experience with. This
could
change
because
Niantic 24.
Has been known to change things right before a global launch.
Right. So you don't need to have to make sure you have a balanced team of like two guards, a center, and two forwards or something along those lines.
You could
right?
have a team of entirely shooters, which you turn into a balanced team.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So I tend to go for players that I like, which are usually the flashy players, the fun players, the big dunkers. Like I tend the ones with the no looksy passes. Like I tend to go for flashy, Showtime Lakers style of players.
Okay, yeah,
to put in my team,
and
then
build
that up to be good.
And we are going to have a entire basketball discussion because I can tell you know your hoops and I just want to talk offline and we'll just talk hoops because
so what I'm hearing is Cricket, we need to book you in for two more appearances this year. It's like therapy.
Yes
you definitely do.
Schedule them 3 months out.
I being a geologist, I live very remote, worked very remote, lived in Aboriginal communities for a big chunk of my life. So I didn't find out about basketball or be introduced to basketball until a little bit later in life. At the same time, I had a motorbike accident and I totally destroyed my body. And that's when I was introduced to Jordans. So my first pair of Jordans was the Jordan 32 Be Like Mikes. And
when you couldn't wear shoes.
Yes, exactly. So that I was introduced to the sneaker culture. I was introduced to basketball culture. And I was just like, I love this. This is my vibe. The players are very thoughtful and considerate. There is that community, that team spirit. You know, you can't win a championship by having one LeBron James. It's a team game.
Well, Cricket, I'll tell you this. If you ever get over to the States and you ever come to Charlotte, North Carolina, and you do it during the basketball season, I will take you to a Charlotte Hornets game.
I'm in. I'm coming now because I want to go to a game, any game.
And then you can see LaMelo Ball, who's an up-and-coming star, and he likes the no-look passes.
LaMelo is cool. LaMelo, I was like, he just came across and I was like, hey, LaMelo, look at you. No looks. Oh,
he drives a purple Lamborghini around Charlotte. We've seen him. He has a purple outfit that matches his Lamborghini.
Okay. So I need to come to Charlotte and then we need to go on LaMelo watch.
Yeah. Oh, I know where he lives.
Oh,
I know where he lives.
Let's just go to his house. Hi, I'm Cricket.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
can I get an Insta pic with your Lamborghini?
And on that train of thought, I think it's time for Jamal's legally mandated water break. And I think it's time we go to a little bit of a break. After the break, we've got a little chat that we're going to have about Peridot, just basics, beta experience, how our phones melt in the Australian sun. We've got some emails, we have a voicemail, and we've got some other jingles to play. But most importantly, Cricky, we've got Call of the Week after the break. Stay tuned.
What's up, fellow Weight Spotters? This is Coach Kev here, and you're listening to the Weight Spotters podcast. And you better share this with a friend, otherwise you're going to be sleeping at the bottom of Lake of the Moon with Geodude tied to your ankles.
Hey guys, welcome to the Way Spotters podcast. I'm JT Val. Oh no, I screwed that up. Clip that one. That's a good one.
Well, Jamal,
Your dad jokes are just the worst.
What's the lion and the witch doing in your wardrobe? It's Narnia your business. I just paid $200 for a belt that doesn't fit. What a huge waste. When I was a kid, one of my friend's dads got fired from his job as a roadside worker for theft. I refused to believe he could do such a thing. But when I went over to his house, all the signs were there. Yesterday, I accidentally handed my wife a glue stick instead of chapstick. She still isn't talking to me. Someone on the street just assaulted me with a block of cheese and a pint of milk. How dare he? I was standing on the corner and a guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, does your dog bite?" Nope. He went to pet the dog and the dog bit him. He said, "Hey, I thought you said your dog doesn't bite. That's not my dog." A polar bear walks into a bar and says to the bartender, "I'll have a rum and Coke." The bartender asks, "What's with the big paws?" The bear shrugs and says, "I don't know. I was born with them."
All right, everyone. Welcome back from break. We've recharged our energies a little bit. Jamal's got more water, got more ice again, which makes no sense. It's the middle of winter, but okay. And here we go. There's more things to talk about today. Welcome to topic number two. Wait, where did I come from? I thought,
yeah, where'd you come from?
My mouth didn't move. Cricket, was that you?
I was going to say your lips weren't moving.
All right. So topic two today, I just want to do a brief talk about Peridot because Jamal obviously can't play it. Niantic missed their 2022 intended release window, but it's a Niantic game developed by Niantic. There's no external partners here. So like Ingress, it's probably going to have longer legs. Just want to let people know this is an AR-dependent game. If you turn your camera off on your phone, the game will not let you in. You've got to have camera missions.
Correct.
So Ken, if you're listening, this is not a toilet game.
Ooh.
Well.
Wow. Shots fired. This is the second time I'm saying this. Shots fired.
So if that's something you worry about when you play games, or you've got an older phone that's camera... Like if you struggle to do AR photos with your buddy, I would leave Peridot for now.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't know.
It's a very similar game to like Nintendogs or having a Tamagotchi, which is adorable and cute. Adult Peridots can visit habitats, which is what they call wayspots, and breed.
They're banging baby.
This is the main use case for wayspots, which is hilarious to me that someone at Niantic said, how do you want to use wayspots? I want imaginary pets to bang. Done.
Yes. Yes. I didn't know that I wanted this so badly until I got it. And now I love it. I'm going to come bang my dot in baby.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yes, that's...
That's going to be... That is going to be the title of one of my episodes when I get to Vegas. Come bang my dot in Vegas. It's going to be one of the first episodes I put out. So I have this saying, I was live streaming. I had a friend in Singapore at the Pokemon Center and they were asking me, "Cricket, I want to get you something. What would you like?" And I was like, "I don't know. Send pics. I'm live. Chat, what should I get?" And chat was talking and there was pics coming up. And in the chat, my friend put, "Hey, there's a Goomy." And I was like, "Oh, how about a Goomy on the couch?" And chat lost it.
I bet
it.
They did.
Like, they lost it. So now I have a special dot called Goomy. So you can come bang my Goomy.
Nice.
And I'm looking for a couch. I'm looking for a couch waste point in Vegas.
Love it.
So you can.
I absolutely love
Goomy
that.
On the couch.
All right. So. The big issue for me is when I load the game up, I can't have it open for more than 15 minutes because my phone overheats and my iPhone says, "Phone is too hot, take out the charger," and it just crashes on me. So I'm hoping Niantic through progressive updates makes the game a little bit more stable or adds a low power mode. The other thing that really bothered me today is I went to open it up while I was in the McDrive-thru and I was listening to a podcast and it kept pausing my damn podcast. When the app's open. So it doesn't like you doing anything else when you've got Peridot open. Like open campfire inside Peridot. Then you open campfire from inside Peridot. And it doesn't change apps. It's just inside Peridot. And around me is all of the shiny Pokemon my friends have caught. And I'm like, great. Why am I seeing this on my Peridots? Where's my option to share my Peridots to campfire?
I've had a different experience. I can play Peridot all day, and I do some days. I can also run Pokemon Go and Peridot at the same time and have my Pokeball Plus running and catching Pokemon, and I can hop between both games.
Must be nice,
Cricky.
No problem. Your phone is clearly superior.
I know, must be nice.
Hopefully they have all these bugs worked out before they release it to the States, and I can look back to this episode and say, I didn't have those issues.
Yeah, well, welcome to being an Australian beta tester, Joel.
But you get to beta test everything. Even when they're not meant to be beta tested. Community Day, you get to beta test.
Spotlight
Raid
hours.
Day, you get to Raid beta hours. Test. Raid Hours, you get to
New
beta
events.
Test. New event, you get to
I don't
beta
mind
test.
That. I don't mind that so much when we get, you know, Pokemon Go Kanto Tour, take two, take three. We get a couple more opportunities.
I love that we had the makeup but of the makeup. Back for GoFest 2020.
That's my favorite ever. I'm like, a makeup of the makeup of the makeup times 16, please. Like, that is one of my favorite things that Niantic's ever done. And they still didn't turn on the shiny unknowns. Yeah.
And one of my local players at that makeup said, you know, this event's more exciting. I'd rather just have the vanilla spawns, because people who didn't have a ticket for the makeup actually got normal spawns, but only those with the ticket got the special spawns. And there was someone who's like, I really wanted to shiny hunt other Pokemon on my weekend.
Oh, no. With Peridot, though, when I open Campfire through the Peridot app, it does hook my phone. It goes instant super hot, and it just slugs it. So
it turns your phone into a campfire?
That is an issue. Actually,
I see what you did there. I like that, Lachlan. Hey. Yeah.
I have forwarded that information onto my contacts at Niantic, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
And if you go through the support, there's a campfire forum, which only people who have a Peridot login can get into on the vanilla forums. There's bug report sections there, and it's a known issue, the overheating.
Well, I have a question for the two of you. Since I've never seen the game, I've only heard about it. What's this about desires? Like, that just seems kind of like not kid friendly, but I'm assuming it is. What is it about Peridot having desires? Can you explain that to me?
It's totally kid friendly. I'm loading mine now too. So a Peridot is basically, think of it as a puppy. Okay. You get a Peridot as a puppy or a little kitten. And as puppies want to explore the world and kittens want to explore things and check things out, so does your Peridot. So it has the desire to sniff a flower, look at a human, interact with other animals or furry things in your house, eat things. It wants to play with things, sniff things, look at things and eat things all the time. And then those desires grow your Peridot. So just like with two-year-olds, they want to explore the kitchen cupboards and pull everything out, and they learn more from them and they level up. It's the same thing in Peridot. You're leveling up your Peridot to an adult by those desires.
And I just leveled up to level 6.
That's so cute. I'm level 15.
Oh, Cricky, you're too good.
I play this game like a lot. I wonder if you can see my
Yeah,
book.
We can see it.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Wow. He'll eventually pop in. It's just AR mapping it. Yeah, perfect. Hello.
Yeah, there it is. So this dot, I'll bring it up better. This little dot is the most expensive dot I have ever bred. This one cost me nearly 9,000 crystals to breed with, because it has the super Gucci 5-star fancy horse tails. So my dot and the dot I bred with had the fancy horse tail, and boom, that's a very, very expensive dot. But I did it.
Just like how dogs are different breeds because of selective breeding, Cricket is taking it to the nth degree with digital creatures now.
Yes,
it's like a labradoodle.
Yeah, but better with Staffy in there. So your little dots, they all have individual personalities. They're all unique. No, you can actually, I have seen you can breed twins, but it's a bit of a process. But everyone, when you log into the game and you create an account, your dot is 100% individual, unique to you. And the personality, by giving them dewdrops, you can develop their personalities. And some personalities breed better with other dots.
Some are just antisocial.
You can, Some are antisocial. I have an antisocial one and I'm like, ooh. And I have really energetic ones and they do things like they jump on things and run around more. And they're really, their facial expressions are much more pronounced in my energetic ones to my somber ones, which are like, meh. The other thing with the dots is you can choose what character types you want to breed with. So me being Cricket, I love my sparkles and my glitter and my shiny, shiny, ooh, pretty, pretty la-las. So all of my dots are shiny, pretty, sparkly. I'm not a fan of the matte colored or non-shiny yep. dots. So I don't tend to breed with those types. Some dots have different mm-hmm. types of horns. I don't like the horns. Horns get in the way. They look ugly. Mm. Yuck. I don't want to breed with no horny dogs.
You just want them to be breeding.
I love it.
So to get it back to the wastebots, Jamal, unlike the other Niantic games, when you load it up, your dot just appears. It's just on the map. It's running around. Mm-hmm. And to access the wastebot map is in the top left-hand corner. You tap that, and it okay. shows you very similar to Ingress of Zoom levels. You get all the whole map. And they're color-coded based on who's there and what's wanting to breed with what. And it's cool. It's cute. And they're the habitats. Okay. And for those listening, inclusion rules-wise, it is 20 meters. So imagine if Ingress was pure, that's the inclusion rules. There was no location gotcha. Edits. So I look at this map and I see, oh, this is what Intel should look like if Niantic had their way. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what you're going with. You're going to have more wastebots than Pokemon Go on average. But you don't have to worry about that because there's so many habitats around. If you play Pokemon Go, if you play Ingress, and you're able to submit to the Ingress rules, and you should be okay to get more habitats. And they do update pretty regularly because one of the ones near me, I only got approved about a month ago. So that's very nice. Good to know. So just...
Mm-hmm. And each habitat has a different dot with different traits that you may like to breed with, different colors. And I worked out they only last for 1 hour. So if you see a dot that you like, you need to go and bang it quickly if it's close to the top of the hour, because you're going to get to that waypoint, you're going to get to that habitat, and it's yeah. going to be gone. And it could be very ugly then, and you won't want to bang that dot anymore.
So I am so ready to play this game. Like, I was kind of lukewarm on Peridot before, but Cricket, your recommendation – Peridot is going to make me want to play this game. So, Lachlan, I don't know if you had anything else you wanted to say about Peridot before you went into...
So, for people like Jamal who like to have something to do every day, you do have weekly and daily tasks mm-hmm. in addition to playing around with your dot.
Yes.
So, there's a lot to do for that yes. progression, and there's login rewards for different days. So, it doesn't necessarily Love have to that. Be consecutive, and it just works up over time, which is great. It's yes. more inclusive to those who, you know, unlike Ingress, where if you miss a day, you go back to zero on your 412-day streak.
Oh, 512.
And the thing is with Peridot, don't think of it as Pokemon Go. It's so not Pokemon Go at all. Like when I say I sit on the game all day, it's because I'm really into AR photos and I'm really into the AR videos and things
it's
like that.
It's built for social media.
The AR in this game is amazing. Mm. I can tap my dot. I can sit it. I can make it feel a face. I can put it exactly where I want it. If they took the AR capabilities of taking photos of this game and put it into Pokemon Go, that would be magical. So I can sit on the game all day because I'm playing and I'm really into the cute things. But you would get out your dot, do a couple of tasks, put it away, go on with your life, then later in the day go, oh, I'm over here, let's see if there's another habitat or something. Get out your dot, play it for like 5 minutes and put it away. It's not a shiny hunting it's a collecting game through breeding and selective breeding, but it's not Pokemon Go. And as soon as you set your mindset to let that go, that it's not Go, it's not going to replace Go, it's not even in the same league of competing with Go, this is a companion in your phone that you can take anywhere.
I was going to say, it sounds a lot like Pikmin.
All right. Well, I think it's time for another new jingle. Jamal, we're just firing them off today.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring. We have a new voice message.
We have a new voice message.
What will they say?
You're on the air. Go.
Well, this is a voice message and an email. So I'm going to read the email attached to it first, and I'm going to try and do my best British accent with it. So if it's be stereotypical, I'm sorry. Hi, Lachlan and Jamal. How's it going, fellas? I saw the tweet announcing that you're hosting the legendary Cricket 23 on the show, and I've taken the huge liberty of recording a little message, including a rap for her. I can't overstate... Oh God, I've gone back to Australian, that's fine. I can't overstate that there will be absolutely no hard feelings if you don't use this for whatever reason. Took me all of 30 minutes to prepare, so no dramas. However, if you do want to play it for her, then I will probably wee myself a little bit with excitement. If you do need it, I may be being overly hopeful here, but my friend code is 35060375-1509. So anyone listening at home, enjoy that, Simon. God bless you guys. Your loyal and humble servant, pen pal Simon. Now, are you ready for this? I haven't screened this, so...
Okay. Everyone, please add Simon. Simon, please flood Simon with Simon
and Cricket, I haven't screened this either. This is going to be the first time I'm hearing it also, so I purposely did not listen to it.
Simon has contributed a couple times before, and it's always entertaining. And on Incense, he's done a rap about Mystic Seven's abs. So, like, you never know where this is going. All right. Okay. Let's play Simon.
Greetings, Jamal and Lachlan. Greetings, Wayspotters. And Cricket, hi. I can't believe you're actually going to hear this. My name is Pen Pal Simon, and lately I've been carving out a very weird and quite ridiculous niche for myself by recording raps about Pokemon Go.
You heard the begging.
And my favourite content creators and podcast hosts. When the boys told me you were coming on, I begged them to let me make one for you. And as you're hearing this, I guess they deemed it worthy for your ears. Sadly, I didn't have time to get into the studio and lay this down properly over a beat. So you'll have to accept this hastily written 16-bar verse as an a cappella. Cricket, your content makes my world go round. I'm in England, so which one of us is upside down? These other creators, I can't get down with it. To coin the phrase, they are just not Cricket. Cor blimey, that was almost a shiny. On the couch watching you saying that's where you'll find me. You make your videos with an abundance of energy. My favourite Aussie along with Lachlan and Dr. Carl Kennedy. My friends list is nearly full, but I'm saving two spots. I've got one for you and one for Zoe Two Dots. In this crazy world where life's like a movie set, we've got to catch them all and don't forget the booty check. The best trainer, wearing the best trainers, far from brainless, passing all of her test papers. So you didn't before, but I guess now you know me. This is Pen Pal Simon signing off. Holy doly. And that's a wrap. Hope you enjoyed it. Just a silly bit of fun. You constantly have people telling you how amazing you are and how good your content is, and they're all completely right. So I won't get overly cringe on that front. But me and the kids really enjoy watching you and your videos. Keep it up, mate. And shout out on the elite footwear choices. I've got a few choice pairs myself as it goes. Cricket, if there's any chance of a little friend list ad, even if it's just for a week or so I can show it off to my community, I'll leave my friend's code with Jamal and Lachlan. No dramas if not. And yeah, thanks for all the effort you put into your channel, and God bless.
Oh, was that not for everyone to hear, Simon?
Oh, God bless.
Cricket, do you see how authentic you are and how you just affect people across the world? Now, I'm going to tear up. That was so heartfelt from Simon.
And you can tell he actually is a fan because he knows.
Yeah, almost shiny, butt checks, my sneaker game. Like, you kind of have to know sneakers to know my sneaker game. Like,
you'll have to shout him out on one of your videos just randomly, and hopefully he'll see it. I'm sure he will see it because he watched
it. I need to get that. I need to get that so I
we'll
can like
it to you.
Make like a
we'll get
like a,
we'll get
yes,
that to you
please,
and on Twitter he's at penpalsimon. Yes. He might be able to send you a one with a beat in the future.
Oh,
we'll make a group chat for you.
Yes, yes, we will make the connection.
Thank you.
And we now have actual written emails. So we do have other jingles for this. Jamal's given me four to click from that all have email in the title. So I'm just going to click this one and see if it's the right one.
It's your thoughts. Okay. Sent to us in emails.
Oh, I like that. Taylor Swift. All right. Hello, I'm the problem. All right. This first email comes from Al Gibson. And Al Gibson wants to know, Cricket, is Goomy on the couch?
Yes. Goomy is on the couch. Yes, it is. You can't quite see it in the camera, but yes, Goomy is on the couch. I love my Goomy on the couch.
And David writes, what's your favorite memories of Kobe Bryant?
Oh, David. Holy dooly. Well, you know what? You can't go past Shaq and Kobe. And, like, Lakers was Shaq's team, and Kobe came in as, you know, the young blood. And then it became Kobe's team. So I think my favorite memories of Kobe Bryant is Shaq and Kobe together in unison. It broke my heart a little bit that Kobe kind of pushed Shaq out a little bit there. I love Shaq, you know. But I have a quote behind me. I'll show you guys. You can see it on the floor. Yeah. Can you see this? So I change my quotes on my pin board depending on how I feel, what people need most at the time. I use a bit of Ice Cube. I'm a bit of a rap fan. So I have a variety of quotes that you probably wouldn't expect from crickets. But my quote that I've had for a little while is, the biggest mistake we make in our lives is thinking we have time.
Ooh,
and I feel like this is still very relevant. Kobe, like Mamba mentality, baby. Kobe Bryant, he was such a hard worker to the point of almost being not a nice person. Like he was very driven and very persistent, and nothing stood in his way. But some of the learnings from that Mamba mentality you can take and channel into your own lives and get you through the next bit, or get out of a rut, or just refocus yourself. So this thinking we have time, you know, don't waste a second of your life here on earth, because you don't know, as with Kobe, you don't know when that can be taken away in an instant.
That's so heavy there.
Yeah.
And Cricket, Ice Cube is my favorite rapper. We are so going to have to talk offline about NBA and rap. I like
Jamal, I think you need to join her patron Discord and hang out with her every morning for breakfast.
I might do it. Send me the link. I'll join. I'll join tonight. Send it
and
to me.
And listeners, if you do want to find more information about Cricket, I've already done the show notes before we record the show for podcast listeners, and there's a link to your Patreon, your YouTube, your Twitch, and your Twitter, and your Instagram. So all of the links are there to where you can find Cricket, because I still remember Incense forgot to shout you out at the end of the first time they had you on, and I'm not making that mistake.
That's okay. It's okay.
You want me to read the third email, Lachlan?
That would be great, Jamal.
All right, so Ashley writes, hi, I was wondering, if you forgot to feed your peridot, will it die like the Tamagotchi once did? Also, how many peridots can you have at any one time?
Good question, Ashley. I believe so. Your peridot becomes so depressed if you don't open your game and play it with it. It actually, on my peridot friends list, it tells me that my friends who started and then just left it, that their peridots have died. Ooh. And it hurts me, and I might delete you in peridot.
And if you get deleted on peridot, you get deleted from Pokemon Go as well. So look after your peridots if you've got Cricky on your list.
There you go. If we're going to play dots together, you need to go in and play with your dot at least once a day. It's healthy for all of us. It's good for our mental health. Play with your dots. And you can have as many nests as you have accumulated. You can buy nests in the game. There isn't in a shop. But as long as you have the nest, you can have the peridot for it. And you can swap between your dots as well. So Magic was my very first dot. And Magic is still sitting, living in its nest, but I can get Magic back. I play with it. I give it some dot nip and make it feel happy again. And then I can swap to the next one. Very similar to how you can swap between your Pokemon buddies and do that 20 times a day. I haven't actually maxed out my nests, but I feel you can swap between your peridots. You can't, if you want to grab a dot that is sitting in a nest and it's unhappy, you actually can't breed with that until you make it happy, and it takes
because
quite
like
some
in the real
time.
World, depression makes it difficult for conception.
Exactly. So don't forget about your dots, please. At least for my mental health, because I feel sad for them. So please play with your dots.
All right.
Every day.
And it's time for the first time I get to play this jingle inside Riverside. And Cricky, you probably haven't heard the one time this is played before now, so let's just see your live reaction to this. It might be a little loud, so don't get too shocked.
It's not on upup.com. Here's the waste part of the week.
Oh, I want to run around like a ballerina. It makes me feel so graceful.
Oh, I love ABBA. I love ABBA so much. All right, so Waste Spot of the Week this week comes from one of our patrons, Piegel2551, and this comes from Wollongong in New South Wales. Now, Cricky, I sent this one to you before I put it in the show notes. What was your first thought? Before we talk about the rest of it, of the photo, what's your first thought?
I think it's beautiful and that I would love to receive that as a postcard from one
so would
on my
I.
list. I think it's gorgeous.
Hint, So this one has a fun story attached with it because Piergel put in our Discord, I need a name for this. And a couple of us, I'm like, cockatoo of pride because this is a cocky, right? Mm-hmm. We not referring to the male genitalia, actual bird in Australia is called a cockatoo. American reviewers who reject my cockatoo murals.
Yeah, this is a real life bird and it comes in many colors. So yes.
To be sort of safe for nominations and in case we had some bad reviewers, Testone, Wayfarer Ambassador, our first ever guest, suggested the name Bird of Pride. So we're talking about Bird of Pride today. Piergel went through, did his 100 reviews, earned the upgrade and sent it to all Australians to review. And it's a beautiful wall mural of a cockatoo with a rainbow fringe in the colors of the rainbow. And it is gorgeous. Made my heart melt a little bit. And his description for this is it's an art piece by the local community named Bird of Pride, painted in September of 2022. Succinct to the point, this is going to be an amazing ingress portal. It's going to be an amazing spinner, amazing place for your peridots to get on and do it. Hopefully an amazing flower or mushroom and Pikmin bloom at some point. It meets every game's inclusion rules. It's incredible and it's beautiful. And I hope the people of Wollongong get this in their gifts as they drive past and say, where's that? I want more of them. All right, Cricky, you're the geologist. I know it's a lot of Lachlan singing right after each other, but yeah, it's what it is. Welcome to Coal of the Week. All right, continuing with isn't that great?
I love all this singing. Yes.
That's why I can't wait till we finally get Casual Coops in the recording booth because he's a musician at his heart as well, and all of those incense jingles are so good.
Cricket, Lachlan loves show tunes, and he loves music, so we've been able to let him have a creative outlet here on the Wastewaters podcast, and I encourage it. The more Lachlan singing, the happier of a Lachlan I have to talk to every week.
Yeah, more of this. I also encourage this.
All right. So this first lump of coal comes to us from Lady of Swan Lake. And Lady of Swan Lake, attached in the Patreon Discord, if you are talking to Cricket about this one, I keep getting mistaken for her when I'm playing up in Newcastle at the moment. Because she was up there over Christmas.
Okay.
You two would get along.
Awesome.
So she floats between regional New South Wales and far north Queensland. So you two would... two peas in a
pod. I'm like, wow. How did you not meet me? I lived up there for so many years. How did we not? Because if you're getting mistaken for me, that's the energy that makes the world
right,
explode.
Exactly.
We could be fabulous together.
That's right. That's that andesitic lava exploding out of the...
All right, so Cricky, how Call of the Week works is, for one reason or another, this nomination doesn't meet Niantic's guidelines. So we like to try and give some constructive criticism. Say what we like, say what we could improve on, or whatever. So this one, if you can describe the should this be a waste spot photo for us, what are you seeing?
Okay, I see a tree, just a tree that you would find in any sort of like city, like if you're walking through a mall or something and there's a tree just growing out of the concrete, but it is really pretty. It's lit up by, you know, dozens and dozens of fairy lights. So it's not...
So it
terrible.
Does technically meet the Niantic inclusion rules for being a light installation, yes. So in these cases, a nominator should be going out of their way to say why the city council put this there, how long has it been there, all of this information to provide its permanency and not being a temporary display around Christmas time, because this was obviously found around Christmas time. So that's the first thought is, is this just Christmas
trees?
That's
my first thought. Yeah, that's my first thought, is that it's going to be temporary. But
other aspects of this nomination make it not quite up to the standard that Niantic wants. But it's a beautiful photo at nighttime. I love it. The title is Shiny Tree, and there's an extra N in there. And this tree is always shiny at the night. So I think this comes from a Pokemon Go player. Maybe not an Ingress agent. I think it
does, too. Yep. And this, but you know what? If you look at the supporting photo, Lachlan, that's a great supporting
photo.
That's
a good supporting photo. It's giving you context.
Yeah, it's accessible.
It shows the pedestrian access. I mean, whoever did this, they took a great photo. Whether or not it's eligible is another story, but the photo is great. So I give this person thumbs up, 2 stars, 5 stars, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. It's a great photo, but it's just probably not eligible.
So with the way they've currently phrased it, if they come back and really improve it to explain its permanency, why the local council put it there or the shopping center, whatever.
Mm-hmm. So is the issue permanency?
So people would see natural feature or it's a temporary or seasonal display. That would be the common rejection reasons used for this. Or if you're in America, low quality photo.
Yeah, because the lights, one reviewer might argue that the lights are not there year round, that they're only there because
they only turn on at night time. My worst kind of thing. I know, but this is what people say online, and you just gotta...
or they would theorize that the lights are only there seasonally. They're only there during the holiday season, and if you came back to this tree in April,
winter,
they probably wouldn't have the lights.
In winter, it would definitely have its lights on, because these become a huge help for security at nighttime.
Yeah. So in Australia, see, this is where I think people who are approving these need to just chillax a little bit. Step one: is there any other Pokestops around? Because if this looks like it's at near a medical center or something, so it's obviously at some sort of local shopping village. So like in my rural town from where I lived before, this would be an amazing Pokestop to put in, because there's not that many options. And, you know, it's somewhere that's populated and visited. If there's nothing else around,
it meets the criteria
then this
of
is great
a good place
because,
to be social or a good place to explore.
Somewhere to a meeting point that you can find easily. Who cares if the tree isn't lit up during the
Cricket,
day?
We often talk about on this podcast that there are people who review to approve and review to deny. And I personally am someone who, when I sit down to review, I'm reviewing to add things to the playboard and to increase someone's enjoyment of the game. And there are some people who I'm going to call gatekeepers, and they can send me the hate mail, but they approve to keep things out of the game and to keep the board what they call pure. And it's just a completely different way that I look at Wayfair. I look at Wayfair as someone really went out of their way to find something to add to the board. And as long as it meets the rules, I'm going to put it in.
So even Niantic said back when it was just Ingress players doing nominating and reviewing that light installations make for great way spots. And Ingress agents still to this day are the ones that say no to this. And it's so hard to get it through. So hard to get it through the system.
That makes no sense, because more portals, more Pokestops, more Wayfarer points, benefits everybody, more opportunities for inclusion, more opportunities for socializing, more opportunities to expand the game, to improve the game. We need to be thinking positively.
So,
and like, you know, silly things, deny those.
It's gotten harder to fill Call of the Week up over the last year, I will say. The people I'm seeing with the knowledge of the three pillars, people are finally learning, and I hope one day I never have to do a Call of the Week segment, that nominations have got to a high enough quality. You'll still get people nominating themselves eating breakfast in their kitchen, but
I'm gonna take a vote.
We're mostly past, but you'll be putting that address on the internet, Cricky, so maybe not.
Maybe I'll just go to Woolies, grab that sandwich. They're like, yo, like, subscribe, share.
So the supporting info writes, this tree around have coffee shop and my apartment nearby that can let me enjoy to play Pokemon with my girlfriend. So what I would say here is this tree, the lights at this tree were installed by the local city council on this date. And if you don't know, send an email. Someone will know and let you know.
Yes.
They put this here to increase safety for people walking at nighttime, to create a meeting spot around the medical precinct, and provide a little bit of joy to the local community. when you're, because the problem with the way nominations are structured in Pokemon Go is it says, why should this be a Pokestop? So people talk about it, why it should be a Pokestop. In Ingress, it says, why should this be an Ingress portal? Through the Wayfarer app, it says, why should this be a Wayspot? And the phrasing, because of, you know, in-game lore and Pokemon Company, it has to say Pokestop. But the wording is, it leads to supporting informations and descriptions where they think this goes to Niantic and Niantic can remove this text or it doesn't. So I would say installed this date for this reason, blah, 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 blah. Make it in. So someone in Brisbane says, right, I get where you're coming from now. But reading, I want something in my house. I know that people.
Take out the about what I want and put it for the how does this the benefit community. The community?
Yep.
How is this for everybody? This tree is nearby a coffee shop that is a great spot for people to meet at and enjoy a coffee and then go for a walk from. Like, make it about them, not
now,
you.
Now, Cricket.
Every time.
And
the next one here, look at this.
I had to go digging to find something that, because I like to try when we have a guest. I like to theme my call around that guest. And the last guest we recorded with, which you'll be hearing a little bit later, it's Quartz Leo. He's the Niantic Wayfair Ambassador for Panama. So, yes, his favorite Pokemon is Tyranitar and Larvitar. And I found someone nominating a Tyranitar for him on the doo-doo-doo-doo screen.
That's awesome.
I really go looking. So I went and I'm like, okay, I need something that's clearly Cole. That sort of has that geology theme and is Pokemon related. That's not easy to find, but I found
not
something.
Not easy to find at all.
And it's from Jamal Land, so it's even better.
Yes. I'll go ahead and describe this one. So call number two comes from Melora in the Global Wayfair Discord. So what you're looking at here, listeners, is a picture frame. And inside of the picture frame, it's a half sun and half moon. The sun is orangish reddish, and the moon is blue, and they're kind of looking towards each other. Now, this one comes from Cary, North Carolina, home to Maddie G, who's friend one of our show. Patrons, friend of the show. And this appears to be on someone's wall inside of someone's house. Now, Cricket, will you read the description? Read the title and description?
It says, tribute to Pokemon Sun and Moon. Tribute to one of the most popular Pokemon games of all time.
Now, longtime Wayfarers are like screaming at the radio right now because the number one thing you cannot do in Wayfarer is mention one of the Niantic games. And this clearly is an attempt to introduce that into the game. And I see Lachlan's head about to explode. So, Lachlan.
So, the rejection reasons I see for this. Private residence. It's in someone's home. I'm sorry. We all want a Pokestop at our house. I don't have one, and I can still play all the Niantic games. Just go for a wander or a roll. If you're stuck in a mountain, just roll down that hill and you'll find a way spot eventually. But Pokemon references. I love the Alola games, and I hope that you get a chance to properly sit down and play the 3DS Alola games, Cricket, because they're just fun. Maybe off stream, just to yourself. Have that to you, because it's a very Cricket game. Because it's an island setting, and you're just wandering about, and there's koalas. We haven't had the koala Pokemon release yet. My God, I love Kamala. My God.
No. I watched Alola is my favorite region. I watched the anime. It's my favorite region. It's just all island, Lala, happy vibes.
And the games, I think you're going to really dig. So if you get like 5 minutes to yourself with a Nintendo 2 or 3DS, put in Sun Moon and just lie back on the couch. And you're going to love it. Put your headphones in. Just really absorb it. This is like the Pokemon experience for you to have to yourself.
I've never had any of those like handheld gamey things. So I'll have to like try and track one down or borrow one or something and give it a go.
Well, EB Games will probably have a nice secondhand 2DS that you can pick up. All right, Cricky. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing up today. Like, where is this wrapping up? This is us wrapping up.
Oh, sorry about that.
So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I have, you can talk to GoCast Chris, Ian Waterfall. I've been messaging them saying, I want this to happen. And like Ken sent us a message before I went to the US saying, Cricky wants to collaborate Wayfarer. I'm like, Cricky? Because this is when you were first talking about create a series with him. And It's taken us 8 months to finally find a time. This is what's wrong with time zones, is we're all doing things.
Oh, I feel like that's a bit me, because my life just flipped upside down, and I was trying to like keep it private.
Well, what I'm hearing you know is we need to have you two more times this year just to compensate.
Yeah.
So episode 100.
It's actually a good thing we didn't get you on before, because we had a chance to see you in Seattle and we had a chance to kind of make a similar connection. And so now just think, if we had you on way back then, we wouldn't have this.
If we had her on way back then, she might have chosen Brisbane to move to over Canberra, Jamal. Let's be real.
I'm going to come visit Brisbane. I had to get, so like I was really sick
where I used to live. I get it.
My allergies, my dog was sick. I had to get to a place where I could wake up and breathe. Like there was a
Canberra
lot of stuff going
like
on in my life.
Canberra is like the fresh city of Australia. Like
it is.
And in
so
winter
much
it actually snows.
Yeah. I know, I can't wait for the snow. Now that I've gotten here and I have some clarity in my actual personal life and what I'm doing, then I have a lot more free time and I have a lot more, okay, cool. I can, like when you message, I was like, yeah, boom, let's do Thursday. Let's do it. Lock it in.
And
lock it in.
I'm so thankful we could find, because NBA All World, I'm like, this is a cricket game. And then the same day it released in Australia, you had videos out. I'm like, great, this is going to give us something to talk about, because... And then when they announced the release, I'm like, oh no, we need to talk to cricket before the release date. We have a deadline now.
I know.
So.
I know. And I was like, oh, I'm coming. Yeah. I'm coming. I'm getting there. Because I didn't tell anybody that I was moving. It was
Well, that
very
was something you told us very much
thing.
On the down low. So I'm just like, zip, throughout the key.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And like, I still haven't unpacked. I'm living on bare bones. And I just, you know, so. This year's my year.
Well, it's 2022, 23.
I'm feeling a lot
and you're cricket 23. It's your year.
It's 23, baby. Exactly. So I'm going to be traveling. I want to meet people. I have so much. Everything's just better and easier now. So
GoFest in the US. We will meet up. We're going to have a, you know, funny, quick little story. I know Lachlan's trying to wrap it up, but When Lachlan had his little mishap when his travel plans got all messed up when he was in the States, and Hawaii. He ended up on a Greyhound bus.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, Greyhound was good. Oh, bus. I took a bus from New York to Texas and Texas to LA. Recommend it.
Yes. And the cool thing was, Cricket, he came through Charlotte, North Carolina for like 25 minutes, and that's where I live. So he called me and told me he was going to be coming into Charlotte at what time. So I drove to the bus station and bought Lachlan a hoagie sandwich. So we got to see each other. We weren't expecting it, because he was supposed to be on a train going from New York to Texas and then to LA.
Jamal even brought a microphone in case we had a chance to record something.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm like, you know what? Like, what are the odds that I get? It was a bonus meeting of Lachlan. Because we met in Seattle, and then we got to meet. So we took some pictures. We were real cheesy. And so there was this food truck there. And I'm like, Lachlan is in Charlotte. I'm buying him a meal. Where's the closest place I can buy it? So I bought him a hoagie. So every Australian I meet, I'm going to buy him a sandwich. So when we meet at GoFest, I'm going to buy you a hoagie sandwich. How about that? On me.
I'd love that. Gluten-free.
Onion free. Absolutely. Yes, gluten-free. If it's in Seattle, there will be plenty of things that are gluten-free. I got you. No celiacs. We will go. We'll have something. We'll have soy milk or oat milk in a coffee. We're going
to
do the whole
thing. And don't forget to invite Milo on my behalf and Ian if they're there.
Okay. You know,
I'm very grateful for your understanding and your kindness and your patience. And it's something that only after I moved and got settled, I announced to my channel, my community, and said, hey guys, I actually have other stuff.
Notice how the backdrop's changed?
And
here's why.
Yeah, see? Yeah, people were like, oh, did you just move from the window? And I'm like, I moved complete locations. Like, you know. Kobe, my puppy, was very unwell, and I was exceptionally worried about him. Doctors were worried about me. It was just, there was so much going on that I needed to process and get through before I could announce my channel, because I don't, like, it's not my vibe to say, hey, here's all my bad news, and I don't know how I'm fixing it. That's not what I do. Like, you know, resilience and inspiring you. You can get through stuff and make a plan and change your life like I do.
That's amazing.
So thank you so much. Thank you so much.
All right, Lachlan, I'm going to stop talking and I'll let you wrap it up.
I think, Cricky, we're going to try and lock in a verbal contract, much like the Incense Boys do. We're going to invite you back to join in on our 1-year, our 2-year a 100th episode celebrations in December. I don't even know what milestone's next, but I think when you get back from the next season of travel, we're going to try and get you on again just to decompress whatever this year's winter adventures bring us. And for you Americans who like companies who like to use seasons instead of months, I'm going to refer to it in Australian seasons. So after the Aussie winter, Cricky, we'll bring back on and we'll just decompress the winter travels.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Like, get me back anytime. If you need
Cricky, you're welcome to become a recurring host if you want. If you want to be here every week, we can do it.
I would love that. I would love something recurring. Let's do it. Let's hook it up. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
I am going to jump into your streams. I'm going to just figure out when you're streaming and when it works for me.
You know, Jamal, when you go to sleep, that's when her streams start.
Well, you know,
my time zone is upside down. Okay.
I'm gonna go and get in there because
put on the TV in your bedroom.
I feel a connection. I feel a connection, Cricket. We need to interact.
My live stream. I am live. Like you got it. I'm something you need to experience live because it is wild and fun and positive and chaos and crazy and the jokes and the dog and my trolls. Yeah, my actual in-person trolls.
My daughters dig your vibe, and there's some other YouTubers, and I won't name names, but they were like, they're kind of boring. But they saw yours, and they were like, oh, I'd actually watch this.
Admittedly, so, I do pick Mystic 7 to be like the whenever I've run out of content because I do find him attractive, but that's a whole other thing.
Lachlan, again, you have to wait till we have him on the show before you say these things or he won't
Why?
Come on.
I'm just being honest.
Okay.
I've met Brandon's Mystic in a beautiful person. Man. He's a lovely human.
Oh, yeah, we met him. We met him on a street corner in Seattle.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the first time I met him.
His energy and my energy, same energy. So it was very, like, I'd be like, blah, 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 blah. And he was like, blah, 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 blah. It was very similar, matchy-matchy energy. So it makes a really good experience.
And that's why we want an Australian event, so all of your friends can come here for once.
Yes, yes. Everyone, even if there's no event, come to Canberra. I'll make an event.
We can come visit us for budget week.
I will
week.
Make it up.
Why not?
Yeah, yeah. Budget week.
32
Kobe
degrees
party.
Fahrenheit. You'll love it.
Yeah, do it.
And windy.
We'll be fine. We'll get them. We'll get the little spray bottle and a little walking fan.
No, I said 32
we'll
Fahrenheit.
It'd be amazing.
So that's zero.
Yeah.
No. Whoops, wrong one.
Some of them are still probably going to be warm at 0 degrees. Let's be real.
True. But yeah, I want to try and make the trip up to Brisbane to see you. Lachlan,
well, you've got some patrons up here as well. I noticed in your chat, I'm like, I've seen you in gyms. And then you'll do a raid. You get an invite. And I'm like, I can see that gym from where I am. Should I? No.
Yes.
It's
jump
a private
in,
lobby.
Do
I don't like disturbing
like,
them.
Oh, I never private lobby, actually, because I want that inclusivity.
Well, when people are
I want
inviting,
people, if you see like, me, jump in.
When you're in New York City, Cricky, you got to use a private lobby, though, because public lobbies fill to 20 in 1 second. Like,
that's the sort of chaos.
But there's no one around.
Like, okay,
there's no one around. And half the time, those people don't tap.
I can't. Yeah. Oh, I can't carry. If you've seen my content, you
Look,
know
you're
I like
you're better
to promote
than Ken Pescator. You don't just bring a Blissey to the raid. You just do butt
no,
checks.
No, I take in I do, and I do take in Lugias.
That's fine.
Teams of Lugias. I love my Lugia teams because that's what it recommends.
All right, well, let's sign off, and then maybe we'll keep talking after the stream while Jamal goes home. He's still in his office.
Okay. No,
that's right.
I'm sorry. I'm a that's chatter. Okay.
He's used to me, Cricky. There's just two of us for once. Compose. All right, everyone. And thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wayspotters podcast. Please, please, please follow us on Twitter at Wayspotters. Leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple, or email us a review. We'll read it on the show. Check out our website, wayspotters.com. If you have any burning question for us, you can send us a message directly from the website with anonymity. We want to hear your voice. Please send in voice messages via email. Tweet them at us. Use Anchor FM. Send it on Discord. However, Messenger Pigeon with a USB attached. Any question, we will answer them live on the air. If you send us a voicemail, it's getting played. Send us any of your calls that you find. Successful appeals. Fun Wayspot finds around the world. Email us. Send it on Twitter at Wayspotters. Wayspotters@PokemonProfessor.com is our email address. Finally, if you want to be an amazing helper, you can join us on our Patreon for as little as $2 Australian dollars a month. From there, you support all of the shows on the network. Lure It Up, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, and Wayspotters. But you also get access to our weekly Zoom calls, which are every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, or for Cricky time, 1 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon, or noon in Queensland. But then when Americans go back in daylight savings, 11 a.m. in Queensland. It changes, but 9 p.m. Eastern every Monday night. Thank you so much for listening. Cricket, you've been an amazing guest. Can't wait to have you on again. Jamal, thank you for recording. I'll see you tomorrow for the next two episodes that we're recording. All the best.
Yes.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.